Cody Johnson hanging out with us, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I am very, very thankful to be here.
It's so good to see you.
You too, man. It's weird now. We're sitting on the bus doing this interview, and I'm not knocking on the door of the studio going, hey, please let me in.
Pulling up in your pickup truck.
Yes. Yeah.
things have been going well, man. Congratulations. You had the New Artist of the Year nomination at the CMAs.
Thank you.
It's one of those things where you just had to be happy to be nominated, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it showed that new people were listening. And after 13 years playing music, you know, you still want to remain focused on creating new fans. And, you know, just because you've been playing for that long doesn't mean you've conquered everything you want to conquer, you know.
Right.
And so to have those new people paying attention, it proved to me not only that we're doing the right thing, we're still developing fans, but it was the right thing to make the merger with Warner Nashville, because it was one of the huge things that we wanted from them was the radio play where we couldn't get radio play,
right,
and the distribution where we couldn't get distribution on our own. And that's what brought those new fans. And so it's been a really fun process to watch.
How excited were you when you've got the nomination? Did you have any idea? Like, were you even maybe I'll get it? Was it even in your mind?
Honestly, it didn't matter to me whether we won or whether we lost.
Right.
It was really nice to be invited, to be included. Everybody's like, are you nervous you're going to lose? And I'm going, man, no, I'm going to go play a show.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
go back out on the road.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm so, God has blessed me so much. I get to do what I wanted to do at 12 years old for a living, and I've never forgotten that. So, yes, we were really excited to have the nomination, but I was very happy for Ashley McBride.
Yeah,
everybody's like,
deserving, yeah.
I actually had somebody tell me, they were like, you did a really good job of faking your reaction. I was like, that was genuine. I was so proud of her, you know?
Right. Cody Johnson hanging out with us. It's Radio Texas Live. We got more coming up. More with Cody on the way.
I'm out.
Big show tonight. Cody Johnson hanging out with us. Cody, your music recently surpassed 1 billion streams. That means people are listening, man. You know what that means, right? It means people are listening.
I know, and that's a huge thing for us. Is, again, it changes my perspective on, you know, we talked a little bit ago about Warner Nashville really trying to push my brand of country music to radio stations that wouldn't play it normally.
Right.
You know, I mean, let's just face it, country radio sometimes doesn't seem that country, and if you listen to my music, that's what it is. It's more country than a lot of things you hear. You know, you got guys like John Party that are out there pushing that traditionalist sound a little bit.
Heartache on the Dance Floor.
Right.
Hardcore country.
Think about it. I mean, it just, so it is nice to get played on stations, and but I'm always very, very honest with radio PDs on major market stations is, hey man, just remember that I'm not ever going to have feelings invested in this. If you don't play my music, it hasn't really changed anything other than the 13 years of people on the Texas Regional Radio Report playing it.
Right.
We made our living and we've made our mark with streaming. So to get that 1 billion stream mark was like, it was for me, it was just like confirmation of, hey man, no matter what happens, just keep doing what we're doing. Just keep doing what we're doing. No matter how big or how small or how, whether we get TV opportunities or whether we get the major radio, just keep doing what we're doing because it's working on that end.
Go out, play shows,
right?
Put out music, sing songs.
Exactly.
It's the formula that works, man.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
It's working. Cody Johnson with us. It's Radio Texas Live. We got more on the way. Cody, man, it's so good to see you. I mean, we've known each other
too,
for 12, 13 years. You've come a long way.
Neither one of us had this gray hair in our beard
when we met. So white.
Mine's getting bad.
It's getting white. Are you doing gray or white?
I'm kind of like in the calico stage right now.
It's kind of blondish. Yeah. I'm getting these patches of white in my beard. I actually pull out my chest hairs that are white. The white ones, like, they got to go. No white chest hairs. But, dude, so it's been a decade, well over a decade. From, like you just said, you know, knocking on the door of the radio station, trying to get in, you have your pickup truck to, you know, a couple tour buses, touring with Miranda Lambert right now. How awesome is it for you right now being out on the road with Miranda?
Well, it's amazing. You know, I think that you and I both know that I've kind of always had that little bit of an underdog kind of mentality of I'm okay with working harder than the next guy or the next girl or whoever. So one of the things that we've said, and I told you this off air earlier, one of the things that I've said in my shows for a long time is, you know, how many people are seeing this show for the very first time? And they'll raise their hands, and usually it's because I'm going to elicit a call and response that people that have been to my shows, they know it's coming.
Right.
Because we do it at every single show because it's fun. And I haven't changed it up so that everybody kind of knows, okay, here's that part. And I started doing it to say, all right, for those of you that have been to a show, help your neighbor out, you know what to do. But then when we got to the Miranda Lambert show, the first one, I think I said, and my tour manager Jackson sitting here with me, he was the one that, he goes, did you see that tonight? And I'm like, yeah. We're playing an arena full of people. I mean, probably 8,000 people. And I said, how many people are seeing this show, are they seeing me and this band live for the very first time? And the entire arena picks their hands up, starts screaming. And I'm going, well, God almighty, I'm glad I put on my good shirt tonight. You know, like, But it changed the mentality for me and my band from
that
point on.
You're in front of people who don't know you.
Right. We're going, hey, man, we're here to make new fans. We're here to show these people who we are. And that's how we've built our career so far. So it's like you never stop building. You never stop working.
Cody Johnson with us. It's Radio Texas Live. We got more on the way. Cody, currently out on tour with Miranda Lambert. And you guys are closing out the show. You and Lanco, she brings you back out on the stage to sing the Travis Tritt Smash song. It's a great day to be alive.
That's really fun. And it's like, because I think that's one of those, what does she call it? An all skate. She's like, that's just a song
everyone
can sing.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody knows. You know, everybody does it. It's fun. And her open door to us and Lanco, my production manager, Clint, said, this is the best camp I think I've worked with. This is the easiest camp I think I've worked with. I mean, we're getting to play places that we'd need to develop.
Right.
And we could go do it the way we've done it for a decade.
It's harder that way,
but why
though.
Would you
it's
not want to get
harder.
In front of Miranda Lambert and play in front of 8,000 people, you know? And it's been really fun.
That's awesome. Everything I've heard about her, she's great to go on tour with. Like, she really cares about her opening acts. And she's bringing you because she wants to expose you to people.
Right. And honestly, like, her husband and my wife and all her band and my band, like, you're hanging out after the shows and you're all kind of sitting around. It's like, man, these people all, you kind of feel like you've known them for a while. You know what I mean? Like, so it's a very easy personality blend, too.
Cody, you're set to play Rodeo Houston. It's going to be your fourth straight year doing that. You sold it out last year, 73,000 people. Is that your biggest crowd that you've played for, like, even if you're sharing a stage?
No, we opened up for George Strait at Gillette Stadium, and that was 85,000.
Okay,
and so it was full because when George Strait plays, people get there early.
Everybody comes.
Yeah, it was packed.
That was actually where I was going to go with that. Did George invite you to go out to Gillette Stadium with him before or after you sold out Rodeo Houston?
It would have been after. You know, and I had not, until that day, I had not personally met George. I'm friends with some close friends of his. But, like, you've known me for a long time. I'm not ever that guy, like, somebody, oh, that's George Strait over there. Cool. Let him eat his dinner.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not that guy. I just don't want to be that guy. But my manager and his manager, Irv, and Irv and I have known each other for years. And finally, it was one of those, hey, we're going to do this show up here. Would you be willing to do it? And this is something, I'm glad you asked this, because I really want to, especially for your show, I really want to make sure that I say this. We were booked to play Coke Fest in Austin for Coke FM the night of the George Strait show. And they were like, well, we're going to have to figure out how to cancel that. And I was like, no, we're not. And they're like, well, George Strait, Gillette Stadium. And I said, I don't care. I said, you call Eric Raines at Coke FM, and if Eric Raines doesn't agree to let us switch the dates or work something out, if he doesn't put his blessing on it, we're not doing it.
Eric told me about that. Yeah.
And my manager was like, are you seriously fixing to not play a George Strait show? And I said, if you turn your back on a radio station that's been playing us from the very beginning in Austin, Texas, to go do that, you're turning your back on every radio station that's ever played us from the very beginning. And, you know, I hope that somebody out there hearing this gets that back to Eric. I really meant that. But, yeah, they were very gracious. They let us switch our date. So we played in Austin and jumped on a private jet and flew all night to get to Gillette Stadium in Boston. And it was some kind of a day.
That's awesome, man. So you went from a sold-out show in Austin to a sold-out show at the home of the then Super Bowl, reigning Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots.
Yeah, no pressure.
How great was it?
It was good. It was that place. Like, I've always heard, like, oh, I can imagine what the Roman Coliseum looked like back in the day whenever they were having. It has nothing on Gillette Stadium. Like, there's just a, you feel like you are in the middle of the universe. It's a really big, daunting stage.
Radio Texas Live, I'm Buddy Logan, Cody Johnson with us. So you got to play with George Strait. Have you sat down with George? Have you actually had an opportunity to sit down with him? Have you spent any time with him?
We hung out for a minute, kind of had a drink, just took a picture. I had him sign my guitar. I said, man, I swore I wouldn't do this. But I've got one of my guitars that I guarantee you, actually, I've played it in your studio.
Yeah.
And now I've got Merle Haggard and a bunch of very...
Do you want me to sign it?
Yeah. I don't have it with me. I'm sorry.
Oh, how convenient.
Brady Black from Randy Rogers' band told me that one time. He goes, you want me to sign that? I said, no, man, I'm good. He goes, seriously, bro, I'll sign it. Anyway, I had him sign my guitar, and we just kind of sat around and just had quick conversation. But it was very, you know, you're standing there talking to the king of country music, but he's just a human being, too.
Right.
You know, I got to hear some very normal, hey, boy, keep kicking their you-know-whats out there, you know, and keep doing what you're doing. I'm real proud for you, he said. And, you know, that just little stuff like that means a lot.
Oh, for sure, without a doubt. Cody Johnson with us. We got more with Cody coming up. It's Radio Texas Live.
We love our sponsors, and you should too. More RTX Live coming up.
Cody, we're just talking about you talking with George Strait. And speaking of speaking with heroes, given your new platform and extended reach, Have you got the chance and opportunity to catch up with any of your other heroes?
Honestly, the most in-depth conversation I've had with one of my heroes this year that changed some things for me, and a real actual conversation was with Willie Nelson.
Really?
We were at the CMA Awards this year, and I'm going to give you a little tidbit information here. So we've already cut a few songs for my next record. We are piling up songs for the next record, and we're going to go this year and go cut the rest of them. But one of the ones that I've already got done is a duet with Willie Nelson.
Really?
With my band.
Really?
And Mickey Raphael. I can't tell you what song. I can't tell you when it's going to be out.
Is it a new song?
No, it's a very old, obscure Willie thing that was special to me.
Nice.
And like I said, I'm not going to say anything about it until the release of the album because we want to make it to be a special thing. But I got to sit down with Willie and tell him the story of why I cut that song. I had seen him on PBS after a gig late one night, and he was on Austin City Limits, and he was fresh out of Nashville, and his hair wasn't very long, still wore a suit and tie thing, and he told this story about this song, and it impacted me for the rest of my career. And I got the opportunity to record it before I knew I was going to record the song, and then we get like, hey, do you think Willie would do this?
Of course Willie will do it.
No, I don't think Willie will do it, and then, hey, Willie's going to do it. What?
That's awesome.
But I got to have that conversation with him, and it was really fun to sit there and talk to one of your heroes and them just be very normal. I can say that about George and Willie. They're just good men.
Awesome. I want to talk about the new album. We're going to do that coming up. Big show. Cody Johnson back. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Cody, it is always good to see you, man.
You too, brother.
You were talking about doing a duet with Willie on your new album, your next album coming out. A few months ago, word started going around that you were actively looking for 90s songs. You were actively looking for songs written in the 90s. Like some hidden gems, maybe something falling through the cracks. How is that hunt coming? How is the search going?
It's been really fun. So I have to give all the credit to my manager, Howie, and my A&R rep that's been with me for a long time, too, Scott Gunner. They came up with this idea of, what did he call it? The great 20th century Cody Johnson song search.
Nice.
It was like this gala for these guys and gals to come out. But to your point, we specifically asked for songs written pre-2000.
Right, not songs that sound pre-2000. I wanted
stuff that was written that was too country for the radio.
Gotcha.
I wanted stuff that other artists wouldn't cut because they would go, well, it can't work on radio. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, our next single that we're going to follow up with Nothing on You is 99.9%. Sure, it's going to be Dear Rodeo off of my album.
Really?
So to connect the dots here for you, that song's not supposed to work on mainstream radio.
No, either. I mean, that would work in the 90s.
But we're doing it.
Yes.
So it was like, why not go ahead and... So you can't... You gotta think about guys like Tony Lane that have got to have something hidden under their mattress. There's a million songwriters that I could name right now that stopped getting hits after the 80s and 90s because they didn't know how to adapt to write that type of country music.
Right.
And I'm not throwing mud. Anybody that hears this interview, you can squash that. I'm not throwing mud. I'm saying there's a difference in today's country music and what my influence is and what those people, their wheelhouse of writing was.
Can we do Dear Rodeo? Do you want to play Dear Rodeo? Can we
spin
it right
absolutely.
Now? Possibly going to be your next single?
Possibly.
There's a good chance.
I'm winking.
Cody Johnson, Dear Rodeo. We got more with Kojo coming up. If you love Texas and Red Dirt and you want to listen to it 24/7, download our app. It's free. Search Radio Texas Live in your App Store or Google Play. Get it, and we'll go wherever you go. Commercial-free, Texas and Red Dirt. All right, Cody Johnson hanging out with us. A few months ago, I got out that he was looking for songs written in the 1990s. We'll dig into that coming up. Cody, we were talking about it a minute ago. You're looking for songs for your new album, your next album, that were written in the 90s, songs from the 1990s. What do you say to people who say, why don't you write your own songs?
Buddy, I've said this a million times to you. If I'd have thought I was the best songwriter, I would have wrote them all already.
Right.
You know what I mean? But these guys and girls they are so talented, and they have music that for a lot of years is being wasted. It's just sitting there. And I think you can see this too. The pendulum in country music is swinging back. There will be a lot more traditional. And you know what? I mean, I think there's going to be a lot more cowboy hats. I think there's going to be a lot more steel guitars starting to happen. It's coming back.
We were just talking about John Party a second ago, the Heartache Medication. There's fiddle in that song. There's not fiddle on country radio anymore.
No.
It just went, at least not going number one.
At least not going number one. Well, and you got guys like the guys from Midland, freaking, what's the Watch the Cigarettes Burn Out?
Those guys.
Dude, that's a Gary Stewart song all day. But I mean, it's like you can feel that reminiscent of old traditional country music coming back. But I guess my point was those writers, I feel like I'm being more creative with some of those songs than I would be writing it myself. For instance, you bring me a song, and I hear the song, and I know I like it. I know there's something good about it. One song was pitched to me upbeat and really happy, And I took the same song, changed a few lines, slowed it way down, and kind of gave it like a dark perspective, and it completely changed it. And the guys that wrote it were going, dude, where did that come from? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, the inspiration for whenever I heard that, my brain starts going, and I can hear this whole other thing, this perspective that the writers didn't have on it.
Right.
So now I get to be a writer on the song.
Now it's a co-write.
Yeah. And right. It's, but yeah. To me, it was more creative. I guess it was a piece of my brain
that
I haven't used. I wouldn't use that side of my brain if I was writing it myself.
On your own. You took something that was there and changed it into something else. You saw something different inside of it. I could see that.
And it's fun because I've never had the opportunity to do that. You know, like, I'm getting to use muscles I've never used. You know
what
I mean?
That's awesome. That's awesome. Cody Johnson with us. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Cody, man, really good to see you. Your family, gorgeous. So happy for you. Girl, dad, we got that
going on. Yours, too.
I was
just going to say, for those of you that we're actually doing this on my bus, and I'm sitting here looking at your wife and two little girls, and, like, they're zombified with that phone, aren't they? Mine do that, too. Like, we keep the phone away from them.
We do, but once you give it to them.
It's an emergency.
Yeah.
It's like an emergency.
And if not, they'd be jumping all over the place right now. Yes, we could not do this interview right now.
He walks on the bus, and the first thing I do is I'm like, hey, kid, you want chocolate milk and cookies? So tonight, whenever the Logans are cussing Kojo, there's a reason.
That's right. But how do you kind of handle that? Because you don't post a lot of pictures of your family. You do, but not a lot. Do you guys, have you and your wife had a conversation about how you want to address that? Or is it just...
Yeah, my kids didn't sign up for this.
That's kind of how I feel, yeah.
You know, people really gravitate to these celebrity-type figures, and they want to know everything about them. They want to know everything about their kids and their wife. And I'm going, well, that's great. You can dig on me all you want, but I don't want them to ever feel like that I've put them in a spotlight or a place of uncomfortability.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because you're looking ahead a lot. You're taking in the future. They might be like, Dad, why'd you do this to me?
Right. Well, I don't want to hurt their development. But on the other hand, sometimes the less you put out means more.
Right.
As far as social media. And I'm a pretty private guy.
Cody Johnson with us. We got more coming up. It's Radio Texas Live.
Radio Texas Live with Buddy Logan.
Cody Johnson on with us. Cody, talking about social media, you don't do a lot of it yourself personally.
This is going to blow some people's mind. I have never once logged on to a social media outlet.
I knew that. You don't do it.
I don't have a news feed on my phone. I don't have, like, for
I remember
me,
trying to talk with you about things before, like on Twitter,
know,
or Facebook.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I don't.
Well, and so now I monitor it once a quarter. CrowdSurf is
a quarter.
Once a quarter. Well, unless there's something
like,
that comes
Twitter,
up.
It's October. Let's check out what's going on.
Well,
on Twitter.
No, I mean, like, people will say, because I want them to, and I do monitor it. Like, through my wife, I do monitor, hey, they were going to post this. What does that look like? What kind of reaction is that getting? But I don't want to be the person doing it because it just clouds my mind too much. It really does.
And you can get sucked into it. You really can.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of people in this industry get sucked into it, and it really ruined a lot of their potential.
Good or bad. It's not always
I had the record label come to me recently about something I'd said on stage that someone took as political and called me all kinds of crazy names and really took what I said out of context, like, really. And they were really, really, really concerned about it, and they were not happy with how a little concern. I was like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we got a show an hour. Why are we talking about this?
Right.
And it was like, well, these people are saying that. And I went, so ignore it. Why are you getting so fired up about this? Like, you're not ever going to make everybody happy. You know what
Impossible.
I mean? Yeah, just let it go. I mean, people are entitled to their opinion. If you hate me, you hate me.
Cody Johnson with us. It's Radio Texas Live. I can't get out of here without asking you about the tattoo.
Well, it goes all the way up. Which one?
The one that goes from, I guess, where is it at? That's new since the last time I saw you, Cody.
I've got a color in so that from the elbow up is all my girls. I've got my wife and my daughters, Clara Mae and Corey, and I've got to color it all in. I let them design the tattoos. One wanted a rose and one wanted a sunshine because I always told her she was my sunshine. And the rose is for Corey, whose birthday is February 12th. She'll be, so this next Wednesday, she'll be three.
Three? Okay.
Yeah, so I have a 5 and a 3-year-old.
How did this happen, though? What?
So I got really, so we'd been out, we were driving to Sturgis in the Dakotas, you know?
Right.
And like 4 bus breakdowns. At this point, I've replaced everything under my bus. It was just a rough year of bus breaking and show cancellations out of our control because of rain or snow or ice. And it was just like, I've got frustrated. And we get to Sturgis after a rain out and they go, hey, there's a chance the show might rain out tonight. And I went, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to get a tattoo. And I just was like, either I'm going to punch a wall because I'm so frustrated. I've already prayed. That didn't calm me down. Had a beer. That didn't calm me down. So I went to the tattoo shop, and I got my brand, the Rockin' CJB, on my hand.
What'd your wife say the first time she saw it?
She was with me.
Oh, she was there?
Yeah, she was with me.
Was on board.
And I've got the pine trees with native East Texan on my arm, and then I've got the feathers for Groveton Indians. So It's kind of just,
man.
Well, and all this was done in like Fargo and Minnesota and the Dakotas, and it was all done like, I think one of the reasons why the feathers and the trees happened is because I was really homesick, and no matter where I go, I can always look down at my East Texas pine trees and my feathers from the Groveton Indians. You know, it kind of makes me think I've got my girls on my arm, you know, and these are all things in my life. They all represent things in my life that nobody can take from me, so I just figured may as well put it under my skin.
I could dig it.
And then there's this drunk one on my chest that I got.
That's the drunk one.
Yeah,
that's the drunk
yeah.
one.
That was the drunk tattoo. Texas, everybody needs a drunk
bricks?
Tattoo.
Is it Texas and Bricks?
Yep.
Texas and Bricks, for the Huntsville.
Oh, for the prison.
Eat your heart out, prison system.
Cody Johnson, man, thank you so much.
Thanks,
congratulations.
Buddy.
It's been a hell of a several years for you.
Thank
so
you for always
for
supporting
you,
me, brother.
Dude,
seriously.
Always. Thank you so much, Cody.
Thanks.
RTX Live. The truth.